Our DNA is really about open source infrastructure software. We've got folks from Ansible, we've got folks from Eucalyptus, you know, some Hewlett Packard Enterprise people. And so we really are into the infrastructure space. And when we started Anchor, we looked around and there was absolutely no question that containers are one of the most interesting technologies that's come along in quite some time in this area. And it's really advancing the sort of cause of making sure that, you know, developers can make very, very rapid progress on bringing ideas to production and getting those ideas into a production setting and then coming back, iterating over them and continuing. And when we first looked at this technology, it's got a huge amount of promise and we have great respect for the momentum that we found. But we also looked around and thought, there's going to be some barriers, right? There's some new things that containers bring to the table. And that's what we really focused on with Anchor and the Anchor technology. And so specifically, one of the biggest sort of challenges that we encountered right away was, well, now that developers can grab these amazing encapsulated containers that have a lot of power in them and use those to compose their own applications, share them easily between each other, and get them portably from their development environment all the way into production, there's been kind of a bit of an explosion in variance when it comes to the type of software and the number of software versions and what types of things are being put into containers. And immediately, that high variance kind of leads to a challenge where, you know, before things run in production, we felt a lot of folks are going to be faced with an issue of what's really in these containers. You know, what kind of software are we putting into production, and how do we manage that variance? And so, fundamentally, that's what Anchor technology does. We take a container or a massive number of containers that are flowing from development through to production through some, usually an automated CI/CD kind of environment. And we do a deep inspection of exactly what's in those containers. And then we can then turn around and use that information to allow users, be they security ops or development teams, to specify certain policies that allow them to express a best practice or a security practice to make sure that before a container goes into production, we can apply policy and make sure that those things are conforming.